BBC Sounds.
Ancient ancestors, you listening? Apparently, that's the sound of a rainforest, whatever that is. Because in the year 2370, they don't exist. Neither do animals, or insects, or birds. So if we don't have these things anymore, what on earth did you do?
Forest 404, a brand new drama podcast starring Pearl Mackey. To listen to Forest 404 first, download the free BBC Sounds app.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant.
The Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. There's a new episode up. It would really mean a lot if you guys went to YouTube and just watched it, and even better if you subscribed. It doesn't take a lot of time, and it helps me a huge amount. So that's that. And also joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and lovable, the man I love, Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast, which is coming back very soon. Hey, Ronnie.
Hi, Ben.
Happy Passover.
Well, thank you. You too. Happy passing over Jesus for rising from the grave day.
That is not what Passover is about. How dare you?
Well, what is Easter about? Religious fight. Let's start Summer House off with a really deep religious one.
Yeah. Well, it's appropriate because this week's episode of Summer House is all about Christmas in July. So it's sort of like doing religion wrong, I guess. But before we dive into that, we, of course, have to remind you that we just put tickets on sale for Nashville. We're going back to Nashville in September. We are excited. We had a great time there last time. So get your tickets now. They're on sale to the public. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for that. And, of course, our next show that we're going to be doing is going to be next month in Irvine. We're going to recap the season premiere of Southern Charm, almost the same thing. Southern Charm at Irvine in May, and then after that, we've got just like a whole shitload of shows. We have Milwaukee, Minnesota. There's like three tickets left for Minnesota. I mean, Minneapolis. You guys really have to get those tickets before they're gone. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So many. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com, and we will see you there. And of course, t-shirts and merch, et cetera. Goodbye, Kyle is about to go. Goodbye. So get those before they're gone, before we change to new designs and patterns. Watch our crappens.com.
Do it, everybody. But today, what a special day, because last week we skipped Summer House because we were traveling around.
Yeah.
But we're back with it this week, and wow, it's the slow breakdown of Carl.
This episode was so good. I actually liked it more than Vanderpump Rules on Monday. I, you know, like, this is like a big deal that Summer House is starting to eclipse Vanderpump Rules. And I'm not a hater on Vanderpump Rules, but I just think that Summer House is so good this season. I was loving this episode. And by the way, I loved last week's episode, too. It was a shame that we couldn't recap it, but we just didn't have the time or the bandwidth. So we are back. We're back.
We're back. Like Santa Claus in July.
Yeah. So,
one thing I'm really happy for is that Summer House dates all these episodes, because it's very important to know that this took place on Saturday, July 21st. Okay? Yeah. Everybody, make sure you've got that in your calendars.
Yeah,
so you remember the day.
I was wondering what was happening. Actually, that was the weekend that we were in. I think we were in Philadelphia that weekend, so we were so close to them. We were up in that corner of the woods. Like, we could have been at the Summer House. Wow. So since we didn't recap last week's episode, the good news is that we have Hannah to give us a recap of last week's episode at the start of this one. She's like, work follows work previously on last week. Work follows Lindsay everywhere, and so do the guys. Did we see Pam?
Really?
We see Lindsay being courted by this guy Payman, who has strange facial hair. And as one of our eagle-eyed viewers or listeners pointed out, this is the same guy that Carol Radziwill went on a date with in season 5 or 6 of Real Housewives of New York. So how about that?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. God. So this is just some thirst bomb. Of course he is.
Yeah.
When she's like, look me in the eye. Look me in the eye when you say that. And he does. And he's like, oh, yes. Ooh. And he gives her this, like, deep, like, hooker look, you know? I was like, oh, God. So it figures this guy's just, like, thirsting around Bravo. Like, go to a bigger network. Like, thirst around somebody from ABC. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you, like, advance to Dancing with the Stars at this point? You started with Bravo. Like, you should be already at, like, the networks.
You've got the plug line to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or The Bachelorette, at least.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure he has auditioned several times. So he,
oh, my God. Well, that makes me feel bad for Lindsay, but then I remember I don't feel bad for Lindsay. So, LOL, have fun with that one. That'll be much better than Everett. This one will be stealing change out of your purse. You know what I mean?
He looks like a magician that never quite made it. You know, he never quite guessed the card right. You know?
He has that look like that. I'm a minx.
Yeah. Like, he's been doing the same trick for, like, about 4 years. It's like, okay, you put the marble in my pocket. Okay, got it.
Yeah, but he's, like, really bad. He pulls a nickel from behind your ear. You're like, oh, God, this guy.
Yeah, way to be original, Payman. The great Payman. So, then, another news. Lindsay told me to be more feminine, which was so obnoxious last week. That was the fact that Lindsay walked up to Hannah's dad and said, this summer, we're going to work on making Hannah a little bit more feminine.
Like, yeah, we're going to try and make her more girlified. I was like, oh, God, Lindsay. Lindsay, you look crazy for trying to girlify yourself, okay? Stop girlifying yourself.
Yeah.
Just humanify yourself.
Demagician yourself. How about that? So then,
Depay yourself.
Yeah. And then, of course, the other big bombshell from last week was, gents, I have some pretty big news. It's been sort of hard for me to say it, but I got let go. Yeah, I got let go, gents. Yeah, yeah.
That's like a new tradition on Summer House. I'm just watching Carl lose his job.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the turnover from July to August is when Carl, you know, switches careers, and by careers I mean goes from employed to unemployed.
Well, this was a good Carl episode.
Great,
because Carl's been on the path of all the Bravo men this year who were like, we're changed. We're all changed. Yeah, guess what that's done for your shows? Nothing, Vanderpump Rules. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, seriously. Like, this whole, like, I'm growing up thing, like, no one wants that. That's not why we tune into these shows. But luckily we have this show where their version of growing up is like just dancing in the kitchen to royalty-free music while Carl takes off his shirt and swings it over his head.
Yeah, so we open with everybody partying in the kitchen, and the Trixie song is, everybody wants me, everybody wants me, I can't control it, baby. I'm like, you're dancing in the kitchen. Yeah. Like, nobody wants you, okay? You guys all got stuck coming home alone because you're dancing in the kitchen.
Literally, no one in the Hamptons will allow your cameras to be present in their businesses. Nobody wants you.
I feel like at this point, Trixie Monaco is not even writing new songs. She's just recording Danielle on her way to the summer house in the car, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody wants me. The next song's going to be like, I'm here for D. I'm here for D. I'm getting D, 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 D.
It's like on Danielle's cassette of positive affirmations, like affirmations to listen to on the way to the Hamptons. I'm here for D. Everybody wants me. I'm crazy.
So they're all wasted, and Paige is like, guys, do we want to go out, or do we want to just chill here at home? I mean, I'm a good girl, and I don't really know what my mother would say about them. Danielle's like, chill shots, ooh!
And Carl goes, I'm just going to go upstairs and look at myself in the mirror and see if I'm okay. So, I'll be right back, gents. The mirror's like, mirror, mirror on the wall, what did I do to deserve this all?
Yeah, and then Paige lays down the law. She tells us, I'm glad Carl said he likes me, but I said what I want, so it's up to him to do what I want. So, we'll see. We'll see, Carl.
I love Paige. Paige is like one of my favorites. I think she's like an early contender to get a crappy nomination for Bravo Celebrity of the Year. I mean, I don't want to just come out and say it. The year is still young, but she's really winning me over.
Yeah, at least best newbie or something.
Yeah,
her and Hannah are both great.
They're fantastic. Maybe they should just be like a joint character because they're both. What'd you say?
Is it she and Hannah or her and Hannah?
Depends on where it is in the sentence.
She and Hannah.
She and Hannah. It should be she and Hannah are both great. Yeah. Because that way
they're
the subject. She
and Hannah. Oh my God, if they were the same person, they would be she and Hannah. She and
Hannah. Oh my God, I can't believe that. Like when you split me apart, I become two girls on Summer House.
Yeah, because Sheena talks like this, and Paige talks like this.
And Hannah talks like this.
And Kristen talks like this, Kaka! So basically, it's two impersonations for four characters. That's why we're really happy. It's like it gives us a break.
I know. So then Lindsay goes upstairs and lies on her bed and goes, Dad. Dad. Which I don't know why I felt compelled to write that down. I just feel like so Lindsay. Straight for the rose.
Now, one thing I'm about to kill this cast for, I do not need to hear about Amanda and Kyle's update on their relationship 20 times an episode, yeah. Every single episode, because this show takes place over the course of like 5 days. Yeah. Okay. We've just heard this all, Kyle. Kyle's like, yeah, you know, everything's going great with me and Amanda. Like, it turns out that you just have to make your loved one a priority. Whoa, got it figured out. I was like, he's going to cheat in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think I need, like, an update every 10 minutes to say, Amanda and I are in a better place than we've ever been in before. It's like, okay, we get it. We can see. And then we have Amanda saying, well, I've made my rules for Kyle. And if he breaks them, then he breaks them. It's like, yes, we understand. We remember from 10 minutes ago.
If he cheats on me one more, he's cheating. Okay. If he cheats on me one more, Kyle.
If he thinks he's getting this guacamole, if he cheats, he's sorely mistaken. Kyle. Okay, you get it anyway.
I can't get over you cheating on me. Yes, I will move in with you. It's like, yeah. Wait, what?
Yes, I will invest my money in a beverage company that will most likely go belly up.
So Sunday, this means that Jordan is doing his usual thing. Watching church in bed. Sinner, we are sinners and the Lord loves us. It's like, wow, what a way to start a day after you're wasted the night before.
I know this. All I could hear the preacher say was, he was loving the trucker, the harlot. I was like, wait, what? Who's a trucker and a harlot? What's human trafficking? I don't know.
He loves everybody. I guess that's the point. He's like, he loves the donut maker. The street sweeper, the harlot, the murderer, cleaning lady. So could we stop mixing everybody in together like that? I know he loves everybody, but, you know.
Seriously. So, so Kyle and Amanda are still debating whether or not to put a deposit down on their apartment, as if anyone really cares about the inner workings of a apartment application. Meanwhile, Lindsay and Danielle are talking, and Lindsay's like, remember the guy from the St. Bart's party? Yeah, he literally followed up and said he wants to take me out. And I was like, that's so funny because, like, Everett would be like, let's go out. And then when we'd be out, he'd be like, let's go in. And then when we'd be in, he'd be like, let's go out. And I'd be like, all right.
And Kyle and Amanda are having sex in bed, and she's like, wait a minute, did you already? And he's like, yeah. She goes, God, you're so confusing, Kyle. When did it happen? And he goes, well, all right. Well, now that I've, you know, come inside you without you even noticing it, we better take care of this apartment thing. It's not going to last for long. And she goes, just like you, Kyle. So then Kyle and Amanda again, he's like, so we're going to pull the trigger on this thing? She's like,
it freaks me out in the best way ever, Kyle, but you know what? Let's do it.
So he tells her, okay, the apartment, we owe them 22 grand. It's first month, last month, and broker's fee. How much money is this fucking apartment? Does that make it like, what, 9 grand? 10 grand?
I don't know. I mean, are they buying it or are they renting? I mean, I don't... It's got to be renting
broker's
it.
Broker's fee first is month. Renting.
Yeah, if it's first month, last month.
Yeah, first month, last month, and broker's fee.
$22,000 for an apartment, and like they're probably going to be off in like Great Neck, you know, with like binoculars to look at a like the Empire State Building. Okay, it's ridiculous.
So he tells her, "I have the money in my account, so maybe later you can pay me back." And she goes, "I like that maybe part."
Yeah.
So that's a good reason to get over cheating, too, when the man pays the $22,000 deposit, which includes the first month's rent. You go, boy.
It's not his first deposit of the day. Yo. So then we see Amanda doing what she does best, cutting avocado in the kitchen. And Paige has found, like, a bucket of water, and she's just sticking her face in it. Because she's like, my face is swollen, so I have to do this to turn this, put the swelling down. And so she's like, Carl, do it. Give it a try, Carl. Carl's like, all right, gents. So he like puts his face in it, and he's like, hold on. It actually feels amazing. It feels amazing right now. Okay. And he's just dunking his head in the bucket over and over again.
I did it. I just proved that I'm ready to get married. So totally new guy, Carl 3.0.
I can't wait to start a family and then have our new traditions of dunking our faces in cold water in the morning. Yeah. Saturday's for dunking.
And she's like, you're welcome for changing your life in so many ways. He's like, yeah, you know, without a job, it's like hard to treat a girl how she deserves to be treated. So like, I need to get a job so I can treat a girl like the way that she needs to be treated. It's like, you also need to get a job to pay your rent and stay alive. Yeah. Okay.
Also,
get your head out of the putate clouds.
Yeah. Also, she clearly only needs a bucket of water. Okay. So like, really, you're overthinking it.
All I could really think while I was watching this scene was, this is ice machine privilege. Like, you know that these people have an ice maker in their freezer in that beautiful home. Mm-hmm. As someone who's been filling up ice trays for years, I was like, you just waste that ice, Paige. Go ahead. Just waste it. Okay? Some of us have to work very hard for that ice.
Yeah. And also, by the way, her face looked no different before and after the dunking. And I didn't understand the whole thing. And it bothered me. Although I thought it was funny that they were sort of like pre-torturing themselves, because inevitably, you know, Carl is going to like run afoul of some drug dealer and they're going to torture him, and he's like, no, I'm already prepared. Yeah, dunk me in it. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, it's great. It feels great. It's actually very refreshing. Yeah, I love it.
It's like waterboarding.
Yeah,
he's like totally fine with it.
Yeah,
he's like, God, what is that called, waterboarding? Where can I get this done? I need to get this done every day of my life. This is amazing. I'm ready to be a dad.
Yeah. No, this is great. I'm like ready to have a long-term relationship with this waterboarding right now. This is actually, having my legs up is like very comfortable for me.
So the gang decides they're going to have a Christmas in July party to celebrate birthdays in the house. It's Jordan and Amanda's birthday, which, oh my God, that's so sad that they have the same kind of astrology.
They share the same
going
time.
On. Yeah.
So they decide they're going to do a Christmas in July party, and Daniela's like, oh my God, I love Christmas. I am here for it. Just like I am here for the D. I am wacky. Wacky Christmas dick lover. That's what you call me.
Yeah, Christmas dick. On dick, sir. On dick's dancer.
Dick prancer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Dick Bomb.
Dick Nine. Dick in my holy nine.
Dick to the world, the dick has come.
Dicky, dicky, dick.
Jingle dick, jingle dick, jingle dick all the way.
So then they decide to do Secret Santa and pick shit out of the pineapple. And pick names out of the pineapple, and Danielle's written down all the names, so every single name is Dick. So good luck getting gifts, guys. <It's>
like, I'm excited to give a gift to Dick and get one from Dick, because I'm here for the Dick.
Carl's like, wait a minute, so we're going to pick names out of a pineapple, so how do I do it? I just pick a name? And they're like, oh, Carl! It's like, this explains a lot about your employment.
Okay? Yeah, I was gonna say, a very simple two-step process. So then Jordan calls his mom, and she's like, hey, J-Man, how's it going? And she's just talking about, like, I was at the pool, and I remember you walking around that pool when you were little and telling everyone you were the number one guy on Fisher-Price. Oh, those were the days.
Remember when you had that girl convinced you were a Lego model?
So she's proud. She's like just still endlessly proud of him for moving, selling his stuff and moving to New York. And he's like, yeah, I was too big of a fish for Atlanta, so I had to move to New York. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Too big of a fish for Atlanta? It's not like Atlanta's some podunk town. Okay, relax, sir.
But there's the editors are so funny because every time he tells a story, like, yeah, I was a big fish for Atlanta, so I went on Craigslist and I got the fuck out of there. And then they show the picture of him as a little kid and he's at a garage sale. I'm like, what is this? What are all these pictures of him doing weird things? It's like when he talked about all the friends he had and they just showed him as a sad, lonely kid in a tree, you know, or alone in a helicopter.
He went off to do sales at Betches.com because he was sick of doing sales at garage sales. So he's like, he had to upgrade.
And so like, his mom's like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, you can do yours.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were at the end. His mom's like, honey, just stay true to yourself, Jordan. You are a God-fearing Christian. You are not like everybody else out there, sitting away, eating Fritos after dinner. Come on, Jordan, you can do it. And he's like, they think that I'm like totally not as hot as I am, but they don't get it. And what they know can't hurt them. She's like, don't worry. Soon it's time to have kids and get married and life will be more the same as everybody else. And he's like, my parents don't get it. This isn't a phase. I'm single and I'm killing it.
Yeah, he goes, my family's really religious. They have no idea the extent of what's going on up here. The drinking, the partying, the girls. I'm like, I think there's drinking and partying girls down in Atlanta too, okay?
Trust me, we've been there.
Yeah, you don't want to even know, but yeah, look up our bonus episode about going to Swinging Richards. That was in Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, like what's the deal? Yeah, why it's like only New York you can sin. Okay, like how about go to Atlanta? Okay, how about go to the Coca-Cola factory and be like, hey, who wants a blowjob? Okay, they do it there too. Okay.
Yeah, you think you're gonna get less face swelling, putting your face nice? How about you get slapped by a dick a couple of times? All right.
Yeah.
Gents, this is Carl 3.0. I haven't met my quota, but guess what? I have got more life. Here's an ad.
BBC Sounds.
Ancient ancestors, you listening? Apparently, that's the sound of a rainforest, whatever that is. Because in the year 2370, they don't exist. Neither do animals, or insects, or birds. So if we don't have these things anymore, what on earth did you do?
Forest 404, a brand new drama podcast starring Pearl Mackey. To listen to Forest 404 first, download the free BBC Sounds app.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale. Or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
So they all leave to go back to the city, and they're just like packing and driving. And the song is One in a Million Kind of Love. One in a million kind of love. I was like, they're driving.
Yeah, I know. So we get back to the city and we get like the like recycled B-roll footage of like Lindsay working where she's like, I think we're going to have some Julan in the topping Rose, and I think we're going to have then Julan, and we're going to do a big Julan moment. So for Julan, then you just see Kyle at his... Kyle has been, like, at his standing desk all season long. Like, they clearly, like, shot him for an hour and are just, like, distributing these, like, little bits of it across the entire season.
Yeah. I love that standing desk. I tried to do it sometimes when we do our TV party thing. So I'm like, nope, I'm tired. Let's sit back down. It takes me like, I stand for maybe 5 minutes. Does that count towards anything?
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea of a standing desk. The only difference I would make for it is that I would like to sit, you know, but other than that, it'd be great.
Yeah, totally. We just need one tweak to this desk.
Yeah. I'm just going to add like a chair to it and it'd be, I'm totally in on the standing desk.
So then we cut to Danielle, who's packing with her mom and brother. And I don't know if she's packing for her new apartment because she's moving.
Yeah.
Or if she's packing Christmas decorations. And then I was like, ? And then I wrote, I don't fucking care. Like, who cares? Why are they even showing this?
I think Danielle was under the impression that this scene was going to be a lot more significant because the scene was basically like, I mean, this is a big deal. Like... when I moved in here to New York, I had 4 roommates, and now to move to my own place that I can afford on my own is such a big deal. And her mom's like, yeah, are you going to pack that up? Yeah. And another thing, mom, and then just like transitions to like another scene, like mid-sentence.
As like, deserved.
Are we still shooting? No? Okay.
So then Lindsay comes over to Kyle's place, and she's like, knock.
Is there rosé in here? I'm trying to go straight for the rosé.
And she's over there to help him get a present together for Amanda. And she suggested that he get pictures put in a frame, some meaningful pictures that they can put up in their new apartment. Mm-hmm. And she tells us, he's like a brother to me, but like we started out in a rocky place this summer. But like him asking me for help with Amanda's gown, wow, it's just how far we've come.
Or just how bored you are this afternoon. So,
or how much he didn't want to have to go to the print shop by himself.
Yeah, exactly. So Lindsay's telling Kyle that he has to make a grand gesture for Amanda to show that he really, like, loves her. Because when I moved in with Avra, I moved in and thinking, like, here I am. Like, I'm starting a new life with somebody. We're both going to go straight for the rosé together. And he, like, couldn't prioritize our relationship. It's like, why are you talking about Everett right now? You're literally picking out picture frames.
Because it's Lindsay. Like, she could never be on CNN. She'd be like,
like, really, man, things are happening in Paris right now, which reminds me of Everett, because it's going to really hurt my feelings in Paris, and it'll never be the same to me.
When Notre Dame burned down, it, like, reminded me about, like, how Everett, like, really burned down our relationship. And, like, yeah, we haven't been around since the Middle Ages, but I kind of feel like our love has been around forever, so that's almost just as bad, if not worse. Am I right, everyone?
I mean, we may not have been around since the Middle Ages, but we are in our Middle Ages, and it's, like, time to get serious.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry that there wasn't a book written about us called The Humpback of Notre Dame, but there was definitely, like, the humping of Everett and Lindsay, okay?
So then she's like,
I'm still recovering from it. It was, like, one of the most devastating things I've ever been through in my life.
I was like, oh, my God, just shut up. Get out of my apartment.
I know. Someone dangles some rosé in the hallway, so she leaves. So then we go to the Museum of Sex, where Paige and Hannah are looking at dildos and stuff. And basically, Paige doesn't really like talking about sex, but Hannah loves it. She's like, my mom told me how to give a blowjob. She didn't want her kid to be a loser and be like, what's a blowjob? Nationally ranked tennis champion, blowjob champion.
Well, sexuality is a beautiful thing, but I don't want to talk about it. All I have in my mind is my mom being like, I'm making a video about lasagna, okay? You're going to learn how to make baked ziti so you don't look like an idiot in school. Okay.
Well, I guess our mothers have different priorities then. Mm-hmm. So the issue is that it's been all week and Carl hasn't texted Paige at all. And during last week's episode, Carl had this whole moment at this party that they went to, the white party, which is hilarious. I always think it's funny when they go to things like that. Or it was actually the St. Bart's party. And Carl was like, yeah, I really want to be like, you know, I want to be a man, start a family with you and be committed to you for the rest of my life. So and she's like, okay, Carl, so why don't you do some basic things like ask me on a date? He's like, yeah, sure thing. But now he hasn't called her.
Yeah, typical classic Carl. But you know what? In Carl's defense, he's broke. He just lost his job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's probably not able to call her and say you want to have dinner.
Yeah. He probably had to retire his Cricket wireless phone until he could afford a new contract.
But you could at least say, like, hey, do you want to FaceTime while I eat dinner? That would be awesome. You could watch me eat dinner. It's going to be great. Like, make some kind of effort, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Here's the thing. Like, we make out sometimes, but I don't talk to him during the week. And if you like a girl, you text her during the week.
Yeah. Okay. Which is true, by the way, Carl. Reformed fuckboy. You're supposed to like send like a text or something.
Sorry, it's 3.0, not like 3.7. All right. it's like the first generation of three.
2.0 forward, 1.0 back.
I've just added gifts to my messaging, all right? we've got some things to iron out. Come back in a couple of iterations.
I just moved from MySpace to Facebook, so just give me a moment here. I'm trying to understand this whole Messenger thing.
Your Carl has automatic updates available. These fixes include calling girls on the weekday. So,
would you like to restart your computer right now?
Would you like to send a report to Apple?
Carl quit unexpectedly. Would you like to send a report? I highly recommend it. It's really great.
So, let's see. Carl and his friend Daya.
Dahlia. So,
Dahlia.
So, okay. Yeah, Carl is meeting up with this girl, Dahlia. They meet at this like outdoor cafe, and he's like, oh, it's a toast to water. Yeah. She's like, ugh, okay, can we just get this over with?
He's like, you know, the first thing you do when you lose your job is you go to your network. And I met Dahlia at a networking event, which means like she's part of my network now. So I went to her and she goes, you know what you need to do, Carl? Here's what you need to do. You need to focus on your paragraph on your LinkedIn.
He's like, yeah, because I'm the king of bullshit. Like, Carl, that's not what you're supposed to say on your LinkedIn thing. I also like that when he said, Dahlia, this is sort of like taking a lot of balls for me to do this, but I got let go. And she goes, get out of here. She's like, yeah, no, it's being sarcastic. Of course you got let go. You're Carl.
I mean, get out of here. I'm paying for this bill anyway. We all know it.
You know, I actually pulled up Carl's LinkedIn because I just needed to see it after he mentioned having to revise his paragraph. So I'm on his LinkedIn. Carl Radke, partner and senior advisor at Spot Fund Technologies. Yeah. So here's the paragraph that I need to update. Sales representative with a proven track record of top performance, including successful launches of products and digital technologies, ability to quickly establish influence and credibility through consultative selling and effective communication of current product landscape through peer-to-peer experiences. Also, you can put your weight on me.
Yeah, what? Also, you don't have to worry about me calling you for lunch on a weekday. So... It should just say, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of Bayesian. All right, Carl. Yeah.
Carl. He also is a co-host of a podcast called One Question XYZ. And guess who his co-host is? Dahlia.
Oh, really? Well, look at that.
Yeah.
I guess that networking meeting, you know, who am I to make fun of your network meeting, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, they started their podcast in November. So if anyone's looking for a good podcast that's like sits down for like real talk with real industry experts to bring an insider's perspective on everything related to both marketing and sales and Morningwood, then go turn over to One Question XYZ. Yeah.
So back at the girl sex shop day, Hannah's like, the fact that last weekend he said he likes you. Ooh, I hate when guys say that. I hate when they just tell you what they want to hear. Oh my god, look, it's a vibrating cock ring for blowjobs.
Yeah.
And Paige is like, I'll stick to a
keychain.
Keychain.
Yeah.
And Hannah goes, okay. She's like, can we please get out of here? She's like, okay. Oh my god, look, butt plugs.
I think I'll just get a Snickers bar. So now we're it's time to go back to the Hamptons, and Carl and Paige and Hannah and like maybe Jordan are in
Jordan,
a car.
Yeah.
And so Paige is like, I have to burp. It's like, burp away, sweetie pie. Yeah. That's the sort of commitment you'll get from me, Carl, your future husband.
And he's like, yeah, like I'm your future, burp in front of me. And she goes, oh, is that what we are? And he's like, we're friends, slowly falling in love. And she's like, I didn't get the memo. Did you check your spam folder? Yeah. Yeah.
Made
a spam
qualities.
Folder joke. Adding that on my LinkedIn.
Carl Radke knows how to do processes and inventories and also understands what a spam folder is. Yeah.
And then Paige, I think, speaks for all of us when she says, Carl talks a lot of talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. And I like the opposite. Walk the walk, shut your mouth.
Yeah. More love. More life. Yeah, so Carl, I mean, Carl is so eager to impress Paige any instance that, like, at one point, was it Hannah or Paige? Someone says, like, I want a pickle. And he's like, pickles are the best. Yeah. Yeah. I like to put that on the record, public record. Pickles are the best. And therefore, it's proof that I am Carl 3.0. Pickle friendly. Yeah.
Radke Pickles, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So Hannah's like, oh, had sex last night. Who's my Valentine? And Paige goes, is that still a thing? No, Paige. They've canceled Valentine's Day because Carl didn't call you during the week.
Yeah, exactly. He called you during your Wednesday night spray tan session. So, yeah.
Then Hannah describes her date. She's like, British Dave is the first guy I went on after I got rid of my ex. And like, it was like I got in a car crash and I had PTSD and I don't want to just jump into the first car. But Dave isn't like a scary van or anything. He's like a really fine Acura.
Yeah. I loved that comparison. A nice Acura. That's exactly what I think you want out of a man.
Yeah, totally dependable, cheaper than a Honda.
Yeah, but in the same family, so it's just as reliable.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not cheaper, but it's nicer than a Honda. It's like
I mean, the pleather is the same on both.
Yeah, exactly. So they all arrive at the house, and Kyle has a bunch of Loverboy cans, and people are showing up, and Lindsay's like, Carlito!
Carlito!
That's all there is to say about that.
I'm lost in summer house notes. I'm sorry
to
catch
up. Here, I'll just say Carlito
It's like
catch
literally
up.
Nothing
Carlito, ever. Carlito! Straight from the rosé!
Oh, here's what happened. So Dave from the car that right before they come. So Hannah's like, hi, British Dave. You look so handsome. Why aren't you wearing a shirt right now? Oh, by the way, did Max say that you come to the Hamptons this weekend? He's like, yes, Max said I could come. It'll be fine. Dave's like, is Paige okay? And so they give the phone to Paige and she's like,
You can bring your friend. To the party. Guys, I nailed it. I think they say ta-ta. Ta-ta.
So basically, Paige has just invited a hot guy to come to the party in front of Carl. So now he's like stewing and really mad.
I don't know how I missed that entire chunk of the scene. I fully
missed
that. Yeah,
that's why Carl is having a fit the rest of the episode.
Because I was trying to track back what I was like. I was like, Carl is so mad that she invited Max. When did she invite Max? And that's where it happened. I don't know. I just somehow missed it. I must have been like, just like in my own head, thinking about that great Acura comment. Being like, that's great. I'm just going to think about that for a moment. Oh, it's a new scene. I'm sure I didn't miss anything.
Well, Hannah invited him, but they made sure that they got the confirmation from Paige, and she gave the confirmation. So.
And Carl's like, does he like pickles too? I don't think so.
LinkedIn, don't think so.
More like LinkedIn. Am I right? High five someone. High five. Anyone? Anyone? No. Just gonna make me hold this hand up for the next 2 hours in the car because I'm gonna do it.
I'm pouring water into my cup. So please
straight
carry
the water.
Same with the crystal geyser.
So now they're back at the house. Carl's hand is tired from trying to get his high five. And they're all putting up like Christmas decorations because it's going to be the big Christmas in July party. And Jordan has like hung up some mistletoe. And he's like, who wants to stand under here with me? I'm Hinge's number one bachelor. Anyone? No?
Nobody does. But then the girls pretend to make out.
Yeah.
Under it. Like the second he moves out of the way.
Yeah. And Carl is just being totally bitchy now. He's like, I don't really even like Christmas that much. Like, I don't like it. Like, what's the point of Christmas? Like, Carl, then just do something for Hanukkah then. Represent my people at least. Don't complain so much.
And Hannah knows why he's mad. She's like, the second Paige invited that guy to the party, he got so mad. It's actually funny to watch. And he is like stalking all around the house. He's like, whoa, look, you know what? You don't just, Kyle tells him, in an ideal world, you don't step directly on the lights, Carl. And he's like, well, in an ideal world, you don't put lights directly on the ground. Woo, slam, bang, bam. Got bar stooled.
I like Carl's inability to walk over Christmas lights. Well, they're on the floor. So if you're on the floor, you can get stepped on. Sorry. It's rule of Carl. Rule of Carl.
Do we even have a plan for this thing? Do we even have a plan? Because, like, we need a plan. This is ridiculous. And Amanda's like, did we all take the struggle bus? Kyle! He's like, all right, we've got a to-do list. Let's stay on task.
Okay,
all right,
you know what?
Like, I've got a pie chart.
I just updated my LinkedIn to say I'm really good at to-do lists, and if I don't see this through, then that's going to be a real problem. Okay, so let's make a big – let's use a giant pad and write – in giant, giant font, so it negates the whole reason to have a giant, giant pad. Okay, ready? Okay, let's do it.
Jordan's like, stop being a Grinch, bro. Carl says, I hate Christmas. You guys are bastards. I'm going to take out the trash. Yeah. Which now, you know what? Look, I would never suggest dating Carl because he won't call you on the weekday. We all know it. But he does take out the trash a lot. So I don't know.
He loves doing that.
Yeah, he's always taking out the trash. So yeah. At this point, like, that's really all I'm looking for. Carl, yes, I will marry you. Thank you.
He goes, can everyone just focus for 1 second? I mean, we look like idiots. I'm like, this is the thing that made you realize that? This? He's like, so he goes, does anyone want to help tackle these tasks? And Paige goes, I don't.
He's like, fine, that's it. Fine. You just bring everything guy. I needed to know.
Fine. I'm going to call Krampus. Mm-hmm. So then Danielle shows up with like a huge amount of Christmas decorations. She's like, here I am. Ho, ho, motherfucking ho. I'm wacky Danielle. Got my own apartment and I still need some D. So if someone has some D, we're on episode 6 or 7 now and I haven't gotten the D. So anyone want to see this through for me? That'd be great.
And then Amanda's rolling dough my way with a vodka bottle.
Yeah.
Totally works.
It does.
Yeah, totally works. I mean, I prefer a full one, but you know what? How often do people have a full vodka bottle in their house? If you do, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I will say this. I used to roll dough out with a vodka bottle, but then someone got me a rolling pin, and I'm not going to lie, it's kind of a game changer.
I have a big marble rolling pin, but it's way on the top of my – I don't have – you know, you've seen my apartment. It's like a shoebox. And so it's all the way on top of the cabinets, which the microwave is on top of that, and then it's on top of the microwave. And so whenever I move it, it has a very good chance of falling on my head. And I don't want to die by rolling pin in my house, you know?
No, you don't. You don't want to be like Dorinda. I actually have 2 rolling pins because someone got me like a standard one that has the 2 little handles and like the little squeaky thing where it's like – And then someone got me like a French rolling pin, which is like, you know, long and like tapered on the ends. And that's like supposed to be the better one. And so for a long time, I was always trying to use that French rolling pin, but it's like so big and so unwieldy. It would like never really work the way it needed to. And then finally I was like, okay, I'm going to use this like dinky one. And that's like so good. It's such a good rolling pin. Makes a difference.
And that is your LinkedIn profile right there. That's your opening paragraph.
Hi, I'm Carl Radke and I'm a professional seller of rolling pins. Yeah. So there's some talk between Paige and Amanda about the deposit for the apartment, but does anyone care? I don't.
No, it's a typical thing. She's like,
there's things I'm hesitant about, but I've learned every day to tell Kyle I'm leaving if he ever cheats. Oh my God, Kyle is fucking the mailman. Kyle, stop! He does that again.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, upstairs, Danielle is asking Lindsay about Payman, and she's like, well, Payman, he goes straight for the text messages. He's like, every day, he's like, good morning, Bebito. I'm like, oh, God. It's so contained. It's this Ito thing is, like, spreading even on to, like, minor characters in Summer House. What's going on?
Objection, Judge Ito.
So,
I was really busy during the week, but, like, I was really great to hear from him because, like, nobody ever called me, but, like, he called me, and then, like, with Irver, I never felt anything, but then I hear things every day, even though he's in Greece, like, he's like, hey, Lindsay Rito! And, like, I feel butterflies. You can't blame a girl.
Like, does she know that this guy dated Carol on Bravo?
Carol Radswell.
Yeah, this is an auto. Not because Carol's so gross. It's just that he's lurking around Bravo people. That's bad.
I think that's sort of a turn on for Lindsay. It sort of establishes her place in Bravo, right?
I guess. Does it?
Meanwhile, downstairs, Carl continues to be very sour about this Christmas plan. He's like, he's just like, and he goes, I'm already not a big fan of Christmas. And then Paige is treating me like an ice queen, and she's got like guys coming over, but like I'm taking a stride. And guess what? I got a lot of game. I used to work at Abercrombie. I mean, come on, didn't you see my LinkedIn? Abercrombie from 2002 to 2017. Okay.
So they basically just get decorated for Christmas, etc., etc. Make up new words for the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. Paige doesn't want me, Carl is an idiot. And Kyle goes, I have a boner.
And then Carl's like, don't give me three balls. No, he's like, I can't take any more balls. I've already got three, all right? And Danielle's like,
and Paige and Carl in a pantry.
And Paige and Hannah give each other like, ew.
They're like over
it. Just like, I can't believe I spent time in a pantry with a guy who didn't call me during the week.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I was in that pantry was because I just wanted to sneak some E.L. fudges in, okay? So,
Kyle leaves his beer and some cookies for Santa under the fireplace. And later in the night, we see Santa come down like, do I have to eat everybody's fucking thirsty ass brand? I'm still shitting from the skinny girl I had down the street.
I know. He's like, now I got to drink Loverboy. Fine.
Whatever happened to milk?
Yeah.
Stop trying to use Santa to sell your shit. I'm Santa Claus, damn it.
So now they're all getting ready. Payman FaceTimes Lindsay, and he's like, she's like, what? Because he's in Greece, and she's like, wow, that's beautiful out there. What a beautiful view. He's like, your face is beautiful.
Ugh. Oh, God.
She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's like Greece, like everybody's dancing.
He's in Greece. He's like in the musical Greece.
Yeah. He's just in a vat of Greece. So Carl
he's like, tell me more, tell me more. Like, does he have a car?
Go Greece lightning. So Carl comes down the stairs and he sees Paige like right at the front door and he's like, hi Paigey, how's it going? And she's like, hey Carl, we're gonna go get facials. So she and Danielle go off to get facials, and Carl just goes, honestly, ridiculous. Okay. It's like the two birthday people should be getting facials, not those girls.
Yeah. And the man is like, tell
your girlfriend about it, Carl.
He's like, well, I guess it did something. Like, maybe I didn't call last week, but I would expect that we'd have had one-on-one time together by now. But, like, I'm annoyed. That's it. I'm just annoyed. It's disappointing. It's really disappointing.
Yeah. Like, basically, Paige just said, like, bye and walked out the door. Like, I have morning wood right now. Am I just supposed to just, like, walk around with that for no reason?
You know, it's like every time I have to go into the pantry to get something, boner. I just fucked a box of Triscuits. So, I'm upset. I'm pretty depressed about it.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you heard, but honestly, I'm just not a big Christmas guy. Have I mentioned that?
I like when the girl, Paige, was like,
we're gonna go get a facial. And
Lindsay's like,
oh, my God. That's so funny that you guys are getting facials.
Okay, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. Would you care to elaborate on that?
Okay, so then let's see here. Danielle and Paige go get a massage and talk about how they obviously have the same taste in men because they both fucked Carl.
Yeah.
And Danielle just trying to be hilarious. I feel bad for Danielle because she seems like a nice girl, you know? But God bless her heart. She's like, what's the facials? Still don't know, but I'm here for it. Like, who brags about not knowing what a facial is, you weirdo?
She's waiting for the dick. She's like, all right, just tell me when the dick's going to be here. It's not that kind of facial. It's a real facial. So
basically, they make a pact. Paige asked what it was like dating Carl. And Danielle's like, well, like, I wouldn't hear from him. And then I wouldn't hear from him for like a week. And then I wouldn't hear from him for longer than a week. And like, honestly, it was like literally terrifying.
It was like a roller coaster. But, you know, like, one of those, like, kiddie roller coasters that when you get on, like, when you're, like, five, you're like, that was the most crazy roller coaster. But then when you're an adult, you're like, is this even a roller coaster? Am I right? Am I right?
So they make a pact that if they're into the same guy, and then Paige is like,
if we're into the same guy, we're going to rock, paper, scissors it, because that's what adults do.
Yeah. And you know that, like, for sure, Paige is, even if they do rock, paper, and scissor, Paige will probably win, because she'll do rock, and you just know that Danielle is the type that always does scissor. I mean, it's someone's bound to give me paper someday.
So the back at the party, people are arriving, and we get to see British Dave.
Yes.
And Hannah tells us a little bit about her shitty other relationship and stuff. Yes. So I'm glad she found British Dave. He seems nice.
He seems nice. And then, of course, she and Amanda are, like, talking about moving in again. And, like, Kyle needs to grow up. And Hannah's like, well, you know, him deciding to move in with you is actually a pretty, like, mature decision. He is growing up. And then it, like, cuts to Kyle and Carl mooning both the girls from the balcony.
And Amanda goes,
see these daggers? You're not going to see them tonight because they're going to be up Carl's butt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was your Christmas present.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're all in their costumes. Jordan is making these proclamations. He's like, 30 feels great. I mean, things are just going to get better and better. Look at Kyle and Carl. They're killing it. One guy just spent all of his life savings on a pipe dream, and one guy just got let go from a very basic sales job. Killing it. I'm like, you've been 30 for 1 second. Stop making assessments.
So then they all open their presents that they gave each other for Secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And Paige gives Amanda a key, and she's like,
yeah, that's the key to my apartment, so that whenever you're sick of being cheated on by your boyfriend, you can come visit me. Also, I forgot that we were supposed to get each other gifts, and, like, can I borrow that key, Bundy, because I need to get back into my apartment. Yeah. Thanks.
That's funny. So then Kyle's like, Amanda, I know we said we weren't going to be giving gifts, but here is a framed photo of the first time we met when we were slammered and we had sex in the back of Tequila Nacho Face, that restaurant we love.
Pizza Beans!
No, Tequila Nacho Face. Get off my ass, Lindsay.
That's where I met Albert.
Haven't you ever been to Tequila Nacho Face? The best burritos. So,
and Amanda's like,
Kyle, yeah. This is taking my breath away. It shows how much he's grown. And for the first time, we're on the same page. Like, literally, these pictures are printed.
Yeah, this is on loose leaf paper. And he's like, we got approved for the apartment. And they're all like, yay! And they're all cheering as if he just got a massive promotion. You got approved for an apartment. It's like,
congratulations! You're never going to have another dollar to spend again on your life, for your entire life.
So now
a month. Oh, New York.
Yeah. So now everyone's arriving, and, like, as you said, we see Dave and his hot British friend Matt. Well, they're both British, but Max. Ooh. So they walk in. Also, I love Dave's ugly sweater. I really enjoy it, and I would wear it as a normal sweater, to be honest. And Paige is like, oh, I like Max. You know, I just want to marry him so I can have a child that just says, Mom.
So then Jordan and Carl are talking on the balcony, and Carl's like, bro, happy birthday. Seriously, it's your birthday. Like, literally happy lit birthday, okay? And Jordan's like, yeah, you know, I feel good. I'm at this point in my life, I'm, like, doing great things. Like, I look good. I model. I mean, I'm the most eligible bachelor on an app. Carl just, like, does a face slap. He's like, oh, good.
Kyle's like, you can't say that anymore. You're not allowed to say that anymore. Stop saying that. Yeah. It's like, congratulations, Jordan. Hinge is a sponsor of the site that you work for, and you do the sales first between sponsors and the site. Okay, let's come on.
And what was Kyle saying? He's like, that is it. Stop talking about that. You know, I've been in the final roundup on sites.
Yeah, I was OkCupid's most okay.
Oh, is anybody thirsty? Sorry, all the liquid's going to Lindsay right now, guys. So we go into the kitchen, and Lindsay's like, oh my God, look at my nipple clamps. And she's pulled down her top and is just wearing her nipple clamps for her guests.
Yeah, I know.
Dave, did you see the look on British Dave's face? He was like, this is how people look at British people's teeth. Okay? The look I'm giving you right now.
So then we see the first signs of problems, because Danielle is now eyeing Max, even though Max and Paige have been clearly flirting the entire time. Now Danielle's watching from afar. She's like, all right, yeah, he's hot. I'm gonna do my classic slow shimmy towards him, where I move my shoulders from the left to the right as if I'm listening to an old song by Sade, but I'm actually walking. So there's Kyle turns on, like, a foam machine. So there's foam everywhere. And Amanda's talking to Lindsay about the photos that Kyle gave her. And she's like, oh, I never knew that there was this sweet side of Kyle. I'm like, you've been dating him for 3 years. And like, he showed you one picture frame. Like, how do you not know about this, his sweet side? And also, how is this evidence of it? I'm, like, angry. I haven't eaten today, so yeah. I'm very angry.
Thanks for showing him that side of himself, Lindsay. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, anything I can do.
So then Max is talking to Paige, Max the British one, and Paige is like, so what do you do? And he's like, oh, my job is dreadfully boring. I'm a consultant. She goes, that is boring, you're right.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
So Carl's like, she's totally flirting with him on a floaty right now, and I've got to make a grand gesture. So he goes in and he gets a piece of birthday cake.
Yes.
And he jumps on this big floaty they're all on. She's like, ew, Carl, what
no,
is that?
No, like, he does not jump on the
floaty. Oh, yeah, he falls.
He walks. They're all in the pool, and everyone's like jumping on the floaty. You know, and everyone's like, do it, do it, do it. So Carl comes with his cake, and he's like, all right, I'm just going to jump on the floaty like everyone else. But there's all this foam, and he can't see. And he just walks into the pool with a piece of cake. Oh, my God. I rewound that and watched that 5 times. Because there's, like, nothing more perfect than watching Carl be like, all right, gents, I'm just going to make a – here comes my grand gesture. Here comes the grand gesture.
Yeah, so he's committed to this anyway. You know, he's just fallen in the pool with a piece of cake. There's bubbles everywhere. So he's like, hold me the stool, try and feed it to Paige. Oh, God. Awkward. And, what is that?
Yeah, she's like, no, Carl, I don't want a piece of chocolate cake that's already been in chlorinated waters. So the other thing is that he tells us, I've been going through a lot of shit. I lost my job. So Paige flirting with other guys right in front of me after, like, everything I've talked to her about and, like, her connection, like, it's fucked up. I'm like, oh, really? You should probably watch seasons 1 and 2 and see how you treated Lauren Workus.
I know. It's even coming back full circle with the cake thing, you know, because this is what the Workus did. As Danielle puts it, she's like, I can't believe Carl, who's been a victim of a cake out, is now trying the cake out.
Like, Danielle, please stop trying to make slang. Late nighting, cake out. Poor, bless her heart. She does try so hard. And you're right. She seems so nice. But she's trying hard.
Yeah. So Paige is like, I can't believe you put cake in my face, Carl. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess that wasn't ideal.
It was not ideal.
All right, well, just go back to your friends because I just wanted to look stupid. So I guess I've achieved that.
She's like, I'm getting a drink, Carl.
So much for my grand gesture. Oh, Every time he said grand gesture, it just made me think of Arrested Development.
It made me think of the Grand Lex Cafe, which is now closed.
Oh. So Carl's stomping around like an angry big bird. And so Lindsay's like, Carl, are you okay? I'd love to hear what's going on in your mind and then quickly relate it to Everett, okay? What's going on?
And he's like, look, this Paige thing, like, I'm over it. Like, she's not even saying anything. Like, I get it. She's 25. She's hot. But, like, gonna be honest, I'm the best guy she's ever gonna meet in her entire life. Like, I'm seriously, literally serious, literally.
Yeah. She doesn't even have the balls to tell me that she's not interested. I'm like, I think the fact that she's ignoring you is pretty much her way of saying she's not interested.
Yeah, she's flirting with a guy right in front of you.
Yeah. So he's like, you know what? I'm 33 and I like want a serious relationship to start new Christmas memories with and have new like cake fights with and like new little family that I can walk around with and be like, honestly, I'm not a Christmas guy, you know? And like, she doesn't give a fuck. And Lindsay goes, guess what? Everett did the same thing to me. It's like, Everett, I was like, Everett, like, I'm getting older and you're not taking this seriously, Everett. I'm like, really, Lindsay?
Shut up, Lindsay. And by the way, Hannah and Paige are listening to all of this
because
they hear them talking.
Essential.
Yeah. It's like listening to your great aunts talk about, you know, deals at Pick and Save. They're like, what are these old people even talking about? And she's like, Everett did not know me. And he goes, well, how'd you deal with it? She goes,
put it on ice.
And she goes, move the fuck on. And he's like, fuck, I'm moving on. And then Lindsay and Hannah are like, oh my God, the old people think that they're dumping me. Really? Yeah,
exactly. That was the episode. Oh, it was so
good. And that
brings
us to the end of Summer House, everybody. Thanks so much for being here this week. We will be back next week. Don't forget to go get your tickets for Crappins Live over at watchwithcrappins.com. And that's also where you'll find links for your goodbye concerts, which are down after this weekend. So go get them, suckas.
Yeah, we'll talk to all of you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. Happy Passover and Easter for those who celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
BBC Sounds.
Ancient ancestors, you listening? Apparently, that's the sound of a rainforest, whatever that is. Because in the year 2370, they don't exist. Neither do animals, or insects, or birds. So if we don't have these things anymore, what on earth did you do?
Forest. Forest 404, a brand new drama podcast starring Pearl Mackie. To listen to Forest 404 first, download the free BBC Sounds app.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.